I'm Terry Clark, and I want to welcome you to my podcast, Country Gold Backstage.
You're listening to Country Gold. I'm Terry Clark, and joining me this week is one of my best friends, that I would say, Anita Cochran. It's so great to have you on Country Gold. How have you been doing?
Well, hello to one of my other best friends. I'm doing great, and thank you for having me on your show.
We've been doing this on Zoom all year, and I thought we were going to be doing this in person today, but then I decided to repaint my office.
You know, you're always doing something. I think you're worse than I am when it comes to remodels.
I know. it's like I should be writing songs instead of painting walls. But
well, it's the whole creative thing. Whether we're writing songs, we're painting walls, or demolishing walls, it's all creative.
that's about right. How's this past year been for you? You know, you had just, you know, begun touring again and doing some things on the road. And I know you were out touring with Ty Herndon for a while. And I mean, everything just, you had such a huge battle with cancer and then a pandemic struck. So we're going to start back, back a ways when you were diagnosed with breast cancer, and just fill folks in on, you know, what happened and when you were diagnosed and leading up to today and everything you've been through. It's been quite a journey.
Well, you know, it has. Our whole lives are journeys, right? But music business was a journey in itself. But, yeah. In August 2017, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and it was a shock to me, like every woman, I'm sure. Had no idea that even run in my family or anything like that. And I basically started treatment in September of that year and spent a year doing chemo with multiple surgeries, and it was really difficult. And it was almost a 2-year process of getting through all that and trying to heal from that and getting back to strength, to where you could go back on the road and do some things. And then, yeah, I went and did a couple things, and then the pandemic hit and kind of put a hold on all that again. So I miss playing on the road, let me tell you.
I know. So do I. Trust me. I'm ready to get back. I'm hoping to get back out in July, but my first show back with a band in front of an audience is going to actually be May 15th.
Yes.
And we are working together on the Love Anchors concert series. So, breast cancer struck you, and I as a firsthand witness to what you went through, I've got to tell people, it is way more than just, you get chemo and surgery and you're done. This has been something that has affected you and your health for a really long time. It's really been hard on your body. And there are probably so many women out there that can relate to your battle and what you've been through and the long-term effects of this. And you got some help, from people and had a lot of support around you when you were going through your cancer battle. And the Love Anchors Fund is something that you launched. It's a charity you launched to try and give back and pay it forward back to some of the charities that helped you at the time. So talk about how that came about.
Well, when I was diagnosed, I was sitting in my oncologist's office, and the first thing she said to me was, after we discussed the treatment plan, and she said, now, the next thing is your new job is battling breast cancer. And so I'm taking you off the road. You can't work. Your new job is to do this. And you're going to be in the fight of your life. And she was right. So, I had, like I said, lots of chemo. Every 3 weeks I had to go to chemo, and I had lots of surgeries to try to get rid of it all. And it does. It takes a long time to get back up on your feet. And there were a couple of days where, honestly, I was so bad that I almost prayed to God to just take me, because you're just living with so much pain every day, that you're kind of like, is this ever going to end? you get to a point where you're like, oh my gosh, is this ever going to end? And there was a point in the middle of my chemo, actually, that I really got so sick, for the second time. The first time I ended up in the hospital after my first chemo, but the second time was after my fifth chemo treatment. And I had just gotten so sick from where I had all the chemo treatments. It all gets accumulated in your body, and just felt like I can't do this anymore. And I was going to call my doctor and tell her I gave up. I can't come to chemo anymore. And something just hit me, and it said, you can't do this. You have to fight. You have to do everything you can. And that's when I wrote the song Fight Like a Girl, and shot the video to that after finishing my fifth chemo. And, but I really decided at that point that I had been through so much. I had learned so much about breast cancer that I did want to pay it forward and try to help as many people as I could. And whether it's writing a song to inspire people to keep up and not give up, you know, not give up their battle, just to fight like a girl, keep on fighting. But also, I received a lot of help from a lot of my friends. You know, you guys did a charity event for me that helped me so much. And, you know, a lot of the organizations in Nashville, we have a lot of them set up for musicians that when they can't work and they're sick, that they really help you financially with grants and stuff to help you get through your time, where a lot of people don't realize you might have health insurance that helps cover your health insurance bills. But when you can't work and you physically cannot get out of bed, your house bills comes in, your utility bills, your car payments, all of your bills still have to be paid. And if you're not working, how do you pay those bills? So right. When I started the Love Anchors Fund, that was really a goal that I wanted to set in place, was to help raise money for other patients in need when they're going through the treatment and they can't work and they need financial need. And also to pay back the companies or organizations that helped me through my times, even though it's not requested of them. But for me, I just feel like I'm in a situation where I can raise money to help other people. So I want to go backwards and kind of look at my life and raise money as much as I can and work as hard as I can to pay it forward, to help others, and to actually pay back the organizations that have helped me.
And what a great thing to be in a position to be able to do that. You know, you're not only a talented musician, artist, songwriter, but you're also now, you know, producing shows. So you're now a show producer. And the first Love Anchors concert is actually called Waves on the Water at the Tennessee National Marina in East Tennessee on May 15th. And it's an all female lineup, and I get to be part of it. That's like I was saying earlier, that's my first show I've done since December of 2019 with a band. It's not going to be my band because it's an all female band that we're using,
right?
Because we're sticking with the theme of an all female cast for this show. But I'm just blown away with the people that you've pulled together for this. So tell us a little bit about the lineup and how this came about to be doing it at marinas.
Well, I spend a lot of time on the water because I love boating, and I found that brings me a lot of peace. And I'm trying to do a lot, as many things as I can to relieve stress, because stress is a killer to us. We all know that. So being on the water means a lot to me. And I actually made friends with some people who own a marina called Twin Creeks Marina in Winchester, Tennessee, and got to be friends with them. And they witnessed what I went through during my treatments and as sick as I was. And last spring, they called me and said, "Hey, you know, we really want to join up with your Love Anchors Fund and help your charity out. And we want you to do concerts here. And we're going to donate the money back to your charity to help with your breast cancer patients." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, it's amazing." So we really did one big one back in the fall that Sarah Evans came and was our headliner. And it was awesome. We sold over 1,000 tickets, and it was just an amazing event and raised a lot of money. And I'm so excited about it because I'm granting the Grand Ole Opry Trust Fund some money back to them, for they were a company that helped, or an organization that helped me. And so on April 23rd, I'm playing the Grand Ole Opry, and I'm going to be presenting them with their check that we raised from. Yeah. So I'm so excited about that night. It's really kind of like the first check that I'm get to present back to the organizations that helped me. And so I'm so excited about it. So they came to me again this year and said, "Hey, we want to keep doing these concerts for your breast cancer. We thought it was great. We had a great time and raised a lot of money for the charity. And, you know, you want to do this again." And they actually bought another marina outside of Knoxville, Tennessee, called Tennessee National Marina Resort and Village. And so that's where the first one's going to be this year, May 15th. And so excited about it. And I'm so excited to have you as my headliner, because I've missed playing with you. You and I have done so many shows together. It's going to be so great being on stage with you again, Terry. I'm so excited about it. But we have Jamie O'Neill, Carolyn Dawn Johnson, a new girl, Emily Brooks. She's a great new songwriter coming up. And Brandi Clark is jumping on board with us to do a set too. So just so excited about this. And it's going to be just an amazing night of music for a great cause. And the marinas have just been so great to work with, and so nice of them to do this with me. I just so appreciate them.
I'm excited about being a part of this. And Brandi Clark is, I think she was nominated for 1,000 Grammys or something like that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. She's just an amazing artist. I mean, her songwriting is amazing, but she's got such a clear vocal, just a great, honest vocal. I just love her. And of course, Carolyn has had so many hits. Carolyn Dawn Johnson and Jamie O'Neill's had so many hits. And those guys are friends of mine. And we're actually doing some shows together this year on the road. So excited about that too. So this is kind of the kickoff to these shows that we're doing for the Love Anchors Fund. And we're going to do, I think, quite a few of them this summer, bouncing back between the two marinas at Twin Creeks and Winchester and in Tennessee Loudoun, or Tennessee National in Loudoun, Tennessee. So it's going to be really exciting night and exciting season to get to do these shows and raise money for something that I strongly believe in.
And for people who might be feel a little anxious about COVID, it is following COVID protocols. It's social distancing.
Oh, absolutely.
People are grouped in their little bubbles, spaced out from other people. It's outdoors, and you guys are making it very possible for a lot of people to show up and feel safe doing so.
Absolutely. We would not do it if it weren't COVID, following COVID rules. Absolutely. And, it's all outdoors. We're going to have food trucks. There'll be food and drinks and bars and all kinds of stuff set up. And every time money's spent there, money goes back to the charity. So we're encouraging people to eat and drink. but all the temperature, people will have temperature checks when they first come in at the gate, social distancing seating, it's just going to be a wonderful event. And I know everyone is so excited to hear live music again. And thank God we're able to go out and kind of get some shows going this year. And I know we're all excited to go back to work, obviously.
Yes, I think everybody can agree on that. You hear one thing on the news, the vaccines are ramping up and they're all saying different things right now. Some of the medical professionals are saying that there's another wave coming. And then some of them are saying they don't think it's going to be bad enough to cause a lockdown. And I hope they're the ones that are right. Cause we're right. we're all just ready to get back out there. This is, like I said, I want to ask you a question. Are some of the women that are in the band that are going to be backing us they're some of the same band members that played on the CMA Awards when I did Girls Lie Too on the CMA Awards, like back in 2004 with an all female band.
Yeah.
So yep. We're reunited and it feels so good. I better
it is.
Get
it's
practicing.
Gonna be so awesome. That was such a fun show with you. That really was. We had such a good time doing that all female band thing. It was so fun. We should do that more often.
That was fun. I know. No kidding. Well, we're going to be doing it at the Tennessee National Marina on May 15th.
Yes.
I'm really excited about it. How can people get tickets to this, Anita?
Well, here you go. You can get tickets by going to TennesseeNational.com, or you can go to the Love Anchors Fund.simpletix.com.
Awesome.
We're just super excited. I'm so excited you're a part of this, Terry. It's going to be so much fun.
I am too. And, we play What If I Said quite a bit on Country Gold. Your duet with Steve Warner, the song that you wrote all by yourself back in the 90s, and it went all the way to number one on the charts when you were on Warner Brothers Records. And you're a triple threat. You're a songwriter, producer, you're an artist, you play guitar like nobody's business, and you played in my band with me, and we were on the road for 5 years together.
And so much fun.
We had so much fun. And I mean, we can't tell about all the fun on this show, but we had a lot of fun.
No, we can't. Yeah.
We had so much fun together, and I'm really looking forward to being on stage with you again. I kind of feel like this show is going to be a little bit casual, sort of just everybody just all together now, and sort of just one of those nights that's just going to be really feel good. It's not like this person's going up and then that person's going. We're just going to be popping in on each other and singing songs together, and it to me, it just feels like it's going to be really fun and a festive feel-good moment.
Absolutely. I've learned one thing in life after going through this nightmare of cancer and the pandemic for 3 years now. It's kind of been one thing or the other battling me, but I am trying to do everything I can lighthearted in life and just have fun. And if it's not fun, don't do it. So everything I attach myself to, I really, really want it to be fun. I want everyone to have fun, and I want to raise as much money as I can for the charity and to help people. Like I said, whether we write songs, Terry, that help people get through things. I mean, good Lord, so many songs in my life have helped me get through things in my life, whether they've made me jump up in joy because I was in such a great mood or made me cry because I needed to cry. And, you know, these shows, that's what we do when we go put concerts on. It's about bringing joy to people. And that's what I want this show to be, is just to be joy and fun. And you're right, we're going to be loose on stage. You never know who's going to pop up and do a song with somebody else. It's just going to be a great time. And I so appreciate you all doing this for me. It's really going to be an amazing night.
Well, thank you for inviting us. And speaking of friends, I want to talk to you about one of our favorite people, Ty Herndon. I saw him not long ago, and he seems to be doing so great. You played on the road with Ty a bit too. That must have been a hoot. You must have loved that.
Oh my gosh. I have so many road stories with Ty. Good Lord. We had so much fun. And you know, he's such an amazing singer.
He is.
When you get to go on the road and tour with people that you love and you admire their music before you became friends with them, you know, like you, you know, it's like, I knew your music before I knew you, you know, I knew Ty's music before I knew you. I knew Winona's music before I knew Winona. And it's like, anytime I ever get to go on the road and work with people that I just admire so much, it's such a thrill to get to be on stage and singing with them. And Ty is such an amazing vocalist, and it's so easy to sing with him. Like, I love singing harmonies with him. And just, gosh, a hoot. I can't tell you how many travels we've been on, where we've been in cars driving for hours, where we've been each other's therapist more times than one. We've become, you know, when you're on the road with people, you become everything to each other, family, therapist, counselors.
I know, I forgot to send you your check for that, by the way.
My mom always told me I should have been a counselor. I don't know about
you're
that.
You're a good one. You're a good ear and a good shoulder. You're a good friend to talk to when you need, when a person needs it. Trust me, I've leaned
well,
on that.
Likewise, my friend, times. You are as well. You are as well.
You know,
and I thank you so much as a friend being there for me through all my trials and tribulations. You know, it's like, when I was down and out and really sick, I needed my people there. And you were a huge person right there by my side through all of it. And you'll never know how much that means to me.
Well, that's what friends are for. And you know what? I know.
Amen.
You would be there for me too. You just
absolutely
know that.
Absolutely.
You know, and
it's a great thing about country music, right? We've got some great people in this community that just really stand up and help each other, don't we?
Boy, yes. And at your benefit at Third and Lindsley, that was the thing that I took away from that night more than anything.
It was
an amazing outpouring of love for you from everybody. I mean, Winona,
I've never felt
up.
So much love in my life. I mean, I've as many church services I've been, I've never felt so much love in the spirit of love as there was in that room that night from all the artists, everybody that got up and sang and the stories they told. I mean, everyone was crying throughout the whole night or laughing. You know, it was just an amazing evening. And you were a big reason why that night happened, Terry. Again, thank you for that. That was probably the best night of my life, other than my mom and dad playing the opera with me. So there you go.
Oh, well, that's being held in high esteem. I'm honored that you would that you would put it up there with that. But yeah, it was definitely a lot of love going around in that room. And speaking of cancer survivors, and there are a lot of them, one name that comes up a lot is Wade Hayes, because his chances of survival were so slim and he beat it. It was
right.
His story is just amazing. Do you ever get to talk to Wade about that?
Yes, we have. And I'm actually going to book Wade to do some of these shows here at the marina. So looking forward to him performing on that too. But yes, you talk about a fight. He really had to put up a fight, and he's just, you know, you come away with a whole different look on life. And I'm so happy that he's doing so well. And, you know, he's on the road now working again. And I mean, just, he's amazing inspiration for people to look up to.
He really is. He was on the show and I was almost in tears the entire time I was talking to him. I was just like, wow, you talk about a survivor. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people that we've crossed paths with in the music industry and throughout our own careers. But I just want to talk about Steve Warner for a second, because I know that you two have remained friends over the years since you did the duet. Have you talked to him recently?
Oh yeah. Steve and I, you know, we text a lot back and forth, and I'm actually going to give him a call here to see if he's available April 23rd to see if he might want to show up and sing an Opry with me.
Why not? I bet he does.
Wouldn't that be great?
You know, he is the one who invited me to be an Opry member when my mom came out on stage. So he's a big part of my Opry past. You know, I walked backstage at the Opry and I see the pictures of that day that happened. And my mom was there holding the sign with the official date that they were going to induct me. And Steve is standing right beside her. He is one of the nicest guys, not just in the industry, but you could ever meet anywhere. He's just
so nice. And I mean, and he's been that way every single time I've ever been around him. I've never seen him in a bad mood or anything. He's such a nice guy, so loving and so giving. And I mean, the talent that he has is unbelievable. I mean, he plays every instrument and plays them extremely well. I mean, like steel guitar, even like he can play everything. And just sing is, I mean, just, oh my God, just amazing vocalist and songwriter. And you know, when I wrote What If I Said, I actually had him in mind to sing that with me and I never met him.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was like, I was just such a huge fan of his. And, you know, I used to learn how to play guitar, lead guitar solos by playing his solos over and over by rewinding the cassette tapes. Yes, I said cassette. and learning
his
solos.
I feel so old.
I know, right? But I used to learn his solos. I would sit in my room forever when I was young and try to learn all of his solos that he would play. And so when I wrote What If I Said, I really had him in mind to sing it with me. And I even kind of wrote the melody around what I thought his vocal range would be. Isn't that crazy?
Wow, that's amazing.
And when we went in to write or record the song, Jim Ed Norman, who was president of Warner Brothers at the time, he said, you know, we really love the song. You know, who would you like to come sing on it with you? You know, and we'll call them and see what they say. And I said, well, you know, I would love to have Steve Warner come and sing on it with me, but I have no idea what he's up to. I've never met him. You know, that's going to be like, you'd make that call, you know? And he sent Steve the song and called him and, you know, said, hey, we've got someone on our label that just loves you and has written the song and would love for you to have come sing on it. And Steve did. And the first time I met him was standing next to him in the recording studio singing the song.
Gosh.
And you talk about intimidated. I was like standing there going, oh my God, I can't believe I'm standing next to Steve Warner. And he was just so nice. And he just made me feel like I knew him my whole life within minutes, you know? And
he really did.
And it was so weird. He was like, how do I sing this again? And I'm like, I'm telling Steve Warner how to sing a part. I'm like, oh my gosh, this can't be true. You know?
Yeah.
But you know, when we finished that song, he was so gracious. He took me down to Fender Guitars and we sat in there and played guitars together for I don't even know how many hours. And ended up getting a Fender endorsement that day. Because Steve took me down there and he's just a great guy and, you know, just a talent himself. He's a great painter. It's like everything he does, he does great.
Just super creative spirit, you know. I talked to him on the phone not long ago, just chit chatting about catching up, just things. And he was in the middle of some creative monster. I'm not sure what it was, but he was painting. He was doing some stuff but he's always got his hands in something creative because it's just
yes he does
where
if
he
it's
is.
Not designing guitars I mean he designed it's like he designs guitars, he paints, I've got a couple of his artworks hanging on my wall. People need to really check out his artwork because he's amazing at that too. But it's just so great to get to work with people that you admire, you know. From every time I record a record, I always try to include somebody on it that I just love so much. And you know, I was fortunate to get to record that song with him and got to record a song with Wynonna and recorded a song with Ty and haven't done a duet yet with you, Miss Clark.
Well, so we sang together every night for 5 years. I think we just forgot.
We did, right, exactly.
Well, speaking of your Love Anchors benefit taking place May 15th, there was another benefit a few years ago that we were talking about earlier. And since you brought Wynonna up, I want to talk about how she surprised you at the benefit for you when you were diagnosed with cancer, the one at Third and Lisley that we were talking about earlier. Tell us about your face was amazing. I didn't even know she was showing up till after I got there.
Well, you had a little, you knew I didn't. you know, I was already just blown away by the artist that was already there performing. And it was like, I couldn't stop crying. Every time someone would go on stage, it was like, I'd cry again. And then all of a sudden it's like, I remember you telling me, you need to go sit out in the audience because you're going to miss this. Go sit out in the audience. So I'm like, okay. So I went out and sat in the audience and I'm like, next thing I know, you're introducing Wynonna on stage. And I'm like, what is happening? And Steve and I think, had just finished singing. But I was so shocked. I don't even know where I was at that moment, because I was already on cloud nine. I must have jumped all the way up to heaven at that moment when Wynonna walked on stage, because the Judds meant so much to me growing up. You know, Loretta Lynn's my biggest musical hero, but my mom and I sang together my whole life. And when the Judds came out, I always said we were the unsigned Judds. And my mom and I used to sing the Judd songs all the time. And they really were what kicked me in the butt to get me to Nashville. I mean, I just said, I've got to do this. I just love music so much. And so I've been such a fan of Wynonna's for so long, and fortunate to become friends with her. But to have her surprise me and show up that night on the show was just, the benefit show was just amazing to me. I get nervous just talking about it still. It's like, I just didn't know what to think. All I could do was start crying when she walked down on stage. She was asking me what songs I wanted her to sing, and I couldn't even tell her any.
Wow. Yeah, I know. Like, you know. Yeah. That was a shock. I think everybody was really excited to see her. And I tell you, you and I have definitely bonded on the Judds thing, because I feel the same way. I think they were such a huge influence. My mom and I used to sing together too. And you and I have so much in common. We often
say parallel lives.
Yeah, sure. We did. If we'd have known each other in high school, we would have been inseparable.
Because, oh my gosh, we would have been the best friends, and we would have probably been a duo.
I think so, because everybody thought I was weird, and they probably thought you were weird too. So we could have been weird together.
We're just musicians, man. We want to go to Nashville. We could have been like the CNC man.
This is back before country. Back, we were truly country before it was cool, because now it's cool. Back then,
right.
We were country when country wasn't cool. That's for sure.
Hey, all my girlfriends used to ride along in my car. I was the only one that had a car, and they wouldn't even let me listen to a country radio station in my own car. Do you believe that?
Well, at least you had your own car. I had to drive the minivan. I had to drive my parents' minivan when I got to drive to school, because I usually walked to school. But it was,
oh my gosh,
yeah, that didn't help my case with the kids in school either. I mean,
being cool,
I'm belt buckles and listening to country music and driving around in that. Yeah,
singing Reba.
So not cool. So singing Reba, that's true.
How funny.
We're talking
Reba in a minivan.
Absolutely. Once again, Anita, the Love Anchors Benefit Waves on the Water will take place at the Tennessee National Marina on May 15th. For more information, folks can go to AnitaCochranMusic.com and tell them one more time where they can get tickets for the benefit show.
Tickets to the show will be at TennesseeNational.com or TheLoveAnchorsFund.SimpleTix.com. And we have seating for everybody. We have VIP seating. We have lawn seating. You can bring your own chair. We have different levels, different price ranges. So we're trying to make it a concert that everyone can come to.
And there's going to be one hit after the other. You've got Carolyn Dawn Johnson, Jamie O'Neill, Brandi Clark. I'm going to be there. You're going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun, and you're going to hear a lot of songs that you recognize, especially if you're nostalgic about the 90s. You need to be at this show, because that's
it's going to be awesome.
So we all about that. So come on down, have a good time. And if you got a gaggle of girls you want to bring down, this is going to be a very empowering night for women, I think. So we look forward to seeing you there. Anita, thank you for joining me on Country Gold. I really appreciate it.
Well, I sure appreciate you having me, Terry, and I look forward to seeing you May 15th.
I'll be there.
Country Gold with Terry Clark.